Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by GameTime, your home for the lowest price last-minute ticket deals. Download the GameTime app and use promo code SGPN for $20 off. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play Underdog's Pick'em for a chance to win 100x your entry. Promo code SGPN at Underdog Fantasy for 100% deposit match. Finally, we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, game lines. Download the HOF Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. Okay, my friends, Mexico Open weekend. We have a very interesting DraftKings pricing. We have a 5K range. Tony Finau is up to 12K flat. Just when we thought Finau was a plug and play at the Mexico Open, like just plug him in your lineups, you can build around him. I mean, you still can. It just got a little bit trickier and gave us some more to think about. So, yeah, Tone opens up the pricing at 12K, an 11-1 Emiliano Grillo, 10-7 Nikolai Højgaard, 10-3 Thorbjørn Olsen, which I didn't even realize was in the field at first, but I'm happy to see all Thorbs playing, and then a 10-1 Thomas Dietrich. This is like a glorified like DP World Tour event that we have on our, like with this upper range, this is like a DP World Tour event of the last few years, but although this field is very shitty, I'm like okay with getting back to a sense of normalcy. If Tony Finau can just like lap a bunch of scrubs and win at 25 under and look like the best golfer in the world when there's no eyes on him, like fine. Give me some sense of normalcy back into the world. I think last week was fun though, so we're going to talk about last week really quick. Obviously, Hideki came back from, I think he was 6 back to start the day. Shot one of the lowest rounds in RIV history and just went scorched earth and won the golf tournament. Applauds. Congrats, Hideki. I had zero Hideki equity. I was really high on him at Pebble Beach. He let me down and I didn't hop back in, but we saw him flash at the Farmers for the first time in a while, get those steady approach numbers going, get those. He was trending and I like to stay on guys for a few weeks, and I just didn't hold on to Hideki at all through the West Coast swing. But I know a few people that did, so props to you guys for betting Hideki, entering Hideki in your lineups was a great call. Talking about Xander and Cantlay, what excuse are we going to make now for Xander and Cantlay? Zero excuse, zero guts. They did not do anything. Okay, you can't have a 5-shot lead over the weekend, a 2-shot lead going into the day, and be dead in the water through 10 holes. Like, Cantlay had no chance after, like, number 12. Like, literally no chance. That goes to him not playing good, Hideki play. It doesn't matter. Cantlay was dead in the water with a few holes left to go. Zero. He didn't do one thing good yesterday. I think he made, what, one or two birdies on Sunday? Was not hitting confident golf shots. He looked like Patrick Cantlay with a lead. He looked like Patrick Cantlay when the lights are on. And time is a flat circle. I guess that was the sense of normal. Hopefully that was the sense of normalcy we got. Cantlay and Xander being dweebs to bring everything back to the light. Because and Xander, he had a teed up for him. He luck sacked his way into making an eagle, great. And then he proceeded to hit like 160 and a 225 yard drive, dead right into the trees and dead left into the trees. That sounds exactly like Xander. And then once the two golfers, Xander and Cantlay, are 100% out of it, they hit the fairway on the par 517. Both have chances at eagle, and then Cantlay makes a 50-foot bomb for birdie on number 18. Of course you do. Of course you do that when you're dead out of the water. So that's my take from Riv. Props to Hideki, but I just had to just say something about Cantlay and Xander. Let's get on to Mexico, which honestly, a fun event. It's a fun event. Before 2 years ago, the Mexico Open was my biggest wagering week in my golf gambling career, and I didn't even hit an outright. I had like five guys in the mix, and I bet them all top five, so I had like them all each way. And then I knew Rahm was gonna win because he had that lead. So I just hedged with a massive ticket on Rahm, and like four guys finished top five. It was an unreal week. So hopefully we could do that again this week. I'm going to bring up my screen and we'll talk about the pricing. So I mentioned the 12K range. Tony Finau, besides him having all the stats, like he really looks good right now. Obviously long, and he's striping it. It's not like it's just Tony Finau's build is coming into Mexico. Like, yeah, he should do well. Like, no, he's playing really good golf at the moment. The strokes gained numbers are beautiful. So besides that, he literally posted on Instagram when he had the live rumors, I'm excited. Like, and an emphasis on the Instagram post was, I'm excited to return to Mexico. So like, Tony Finau wants to be here. Tony Finau wants to defend. And I think DraftKings knows that because they priced him up to 12K. Emiliano Grillo, 11. He's 11-1, has great course history, and he's playing good golf. He's figured out the putter. He's figured out the approach of late because, oddly enough, he was putting a lot better than he was hitting the golf ball, which is like, come on, Grillo, like, this is not you. And he's recently got the approach back. So it's good to see Emiliano Grillo playing well. He's played this event the last 2 years, a fifth last year and a 33rd the year before, and he's playing great golf. He's played, I think, nearly every event to start 2024. Could be mistaken. He missed the Amex. He missed one event, the Amex, but he's played almost every other event in 2024. So he's got the reps. He's ready to be here. He knows he's the class of this field. Nikolai Højgaard, 10-7. I do not see many paths where Nikolai is not in the conversation at some point during the weekend. When you look at his game, he's super long off the tee. He's got an exceptional tee to green game. The putter is hit or miss. And he did play this event last year, so he's got history putting on these greens. So Nikolai at 10-7, I feel like he's safe. He's safer than Grillo. I will say he's safer than Grillo. Finau, I don't know. I wouldn't say he's safer than Finau, but he is $1,300 cheaper. And then Thorbjørn Olsen, I think he's going to be a fade. We saw him win a few weeks ago in Europe, but I believe this is his first PGA Tour start in 2024. I mean, not ever. In 2024, obviously he got the promotion, but he played a little bit in Europe. I don't think you want to go in on a guy not with little PGA Tour reps. We saw like the PGA Tour guys, the DP World Tour guys who got their cards, play a few PGA Tour events. Ryan Fox, Victor Perez, like those guys, they looked okay, but their first few events, they looked a little shaky. So I think I love Forbes. I think he's going to have a okay season, but I think he's priced up because he's got that recent win in Europe. So I'm going to take a backseat to him. Thomas Dietrich is definitely going to be very popular this week. Before Thomas Dietrich kind of burst onto the scene this year, I mean, if you know golf, you know, you play this every single week. You guys know Thomas Dietrich. You know his game. And before he was like nearly winning golf tournaments on the PGA Tour this year, he was making his hay in these resort style courses. He lives in either the Dominican Republic or the Bahamas, one of the two. He moved down there to like make his US base, and he plays these style golf courses a lot. So Thomas Dietrich loves these style of courses. He's done well in these conditions, but I don't love him when he's like chalky and 10K. Like, I don't. And we know Thomas Dietrich, when he gets the lead, he's going to pissed all over himself. So I think if you're going to select someone up here, which you have to, I think you have to select someone up here. You got to go with Finau or Højgaard. Rio, yeah, like I could see it, but I think I trust Tone or Nikolai more. We're splitting hairs. We got to make a decision. I can't say I like all these guys. That'd be bullshit of me to say, yeah, these are all good golfers. Pick one of them. No, Tony or Nikolai is my final answer in this 10K range. So let's move down to the 9K range. Before we move down, I have to tell you guys quickly about Game Time. So recently, I just had to use Game Time. It's a ticket service. You can get tickets at any time, last minute ticket deals. Promo code SGPN for $20 off at Game Time. Game Time is awesome. I literally used it last week to go to a concert down in Sunrise where the Florida Panthers play. We decided to go on like a Wednesday and the concert was on a Friday night. So it was quick, got on the app. Cody Johnson was an awesome show. So without Game Time, probably would not have been able to see. I saw the seats from the Game Time app and I was like, bang, these are awesome. And then got it at promo code SGPN. It was fun. And then finally, Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy and college players. Golf too. If you guys have been following me on Twitter, I've been posting the Underdog slips. I'm only posting Underdog lottos. I'm not doing any more two legs, putting $500 on every slip. Not doing that anymore because betting on parlays is a losable strategy. But you can hit 100x and have a lot of fun with these small wager, high win slips. When you sign up, use promo code SGPN. Underdog will match your deposit up to $100. Promo code SGPN. Okay, let's get down to this 9K DraftKings range. Keith Mitchell down to Mark Hubbard. This is a fun range, if I'm being honest. I just hate when my screen does this. There we go. Okay, Keith Mitchell down to Mark Hubbard.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm still doing it. I'll just talk because you guys know the range. So Keith Mitchell is coming. This is a golf course where I think can Keith do it? Because he always has a good course fit. And then it's like he just never pans out. So when you think Keith Mitchell, long and straight off the tee, a bomber, like can get hot with the putter. But it's like when he's chalky, he never pans out. I kind of like Keith Mitchell when there's less eyes on him than we're seeing now. So I'm not sure if Keith Mitchell at 9,900 is a good play. I prefer a guy like Stefan Jaeger. He's just been playing a lot better golf, more consistent golf, and he has multiple paths to succeed. Jaeger can be out of the mix and come back late. Jaeger can get off to a scorching hot start and then fade, but still be there. Whereas Keith, I'm like, it's either all or nothing. Like, he's not going to backdoor anything. Jaeger will backdoor something, which I think Jaeger is always a great DFS play, and I really love him. Patrick Rodgers, 9,700. There's no reason Rodgers should not, he's too talented to not contend, and he just played the Genesis. He missed two straight cuts, I believe, but he's hitting the ball well. He's missed back-to-back cuts, but he finished top 10 last year. He's hitting the ball a little bit better now. It's just like what you're getting with Rodgers is mental. Like, he's got the talent, but is he going to do it? Taylor Pendrith, I really like. He's one slot lower than these guys, and he fits the narrative of a bomber who could heat up with the wedges and find a hot putter. Don't look now, but Taylor Pendrith already has two top 10s in 2024. He finished T30 here last year. That means he played all right. And he did that last year with hitting the driver poorly. Like, he hit his driver really bad last year and still finished inside the top 30. And he's a much better driver than he's a really good driver to find success rather than hitting his driver poorly last year. You know what I'm saying? Taylor Pendrith is a great driver, definitely one of the better drivers in this field for our weakest field. So I love Pendy at 9,600. EVR won in Mexico, but he's a very, very streaky player, and he is not hitting the ball nearly as well as he hit when he won it in the fall. So I want to take a backseat to Eric Van Rooyen. I'm also going to take a backseat to Mackenzie Hughes because I prefer Mackenzie Hughes when you got to scramble, when the conditions are harder, not when you got to go to 25 under and rely on your driver. Like, Mackenzie Hughes doesn't really have that part of his game. The best ball striking category he has is long irons, which will suit this course, but I don't want to lean on just a long iron player. You got to be able to hit it long. You got to be able to hit middle irons close and make a ton of putts. I don't want a guy who's going to be scrambling for pars or birdies, because that's not where I want Mackenzie Hughes. I do like Ryan Fox at 9,300. Ryan Fox has the complete game. Ryan Fox is like, he's an above average driver and a solid everywhere else. It's a good formula, and it's just him. He's got to get past. And he finally got over the hill last year on the DP World Tour. He won a few times. He was kind of a notorious choker, but he looks good. So I do like Ryan Fox. He was played well in Phoenix, and he kind of pissed all over his leg on Saturday. But I could see how those conditions will make you play poor golf, because doesn't really suit Ryan Fox, if you're asking me. All the rowdiness, I'd much prefer him here. Rio Hisatsune, 9,200, a winner in France. More of a driving accuracy wedge player, but he is very talented. He has the iron game to contend here. I'm worried about the driver, but he could definitely make it happen with the irons and then find a hot putter. He's one of the better iron players in this field, to be honest. Mark Hubbard and Brandon Wu. Brandon Wu finished third here last year, but he's not really hitting the ball too well right now. I want to see where Dylan Wu's priced. Dylan Wu's priced at 6,900. That is a no-brainer. If you want one of the Wu brothers, pick Dylan Wu. Just neither of them are playing great golf right now, but both of them have similar upside. And Brandon Wu last year, when he finished T3, he did that losing strokes ball striking. He did it all short game. Not repeatable. If you want a Wu brother, pick Dylan. Okay, the next guy is, who was I just at? Mark Hubbard. Mark Hubbard he's gonna be playing from behind with the driver. We know that, kind of like Rio, but he's got the rest of the game to make it happen. He finished T18 last year. He was second in the field on approach. Like I just said, he's going to be losing strokes with the driver. Not losing strokes, but not gaining a ton. So he's going to have to make it happen with the irons. And he finished second in the field on approach. He is not hitting the ball well, like, amazing right now. Nothing crazy, nothing bad. But this field is a bunch of dweebs. Mark Hubbard should be one of the better iron players in this field. Mark Hubbard should know how to make it happen in the field. I'm sorry about my screen share. It's like just doesn't scroll sometimes. Okay, let's go down to this 8K range. Davey Thompson down to Maverick McNealy's 8,100. And also, okay, I'll start with Maverick McNealy. He's $8,100. That seems like a blatant misprice, because he's coming off of an event, the Phoenix Open, where he was in contention on the weekend. And that was the first time Maverick McNeely gained strokes across the board in every stroke gain category since 2022. Obviously, he's been dealing with an injury. Looks like he's back. So Maverick McNeely at $8,100. We don't get many options to run him out when he's one of the more talented players in the field. And we do now. Now, like I just said, looks like a mispriced, probably going to be really chalky, but I could just envision fading a chalky Maverick McNeely and him just coming through. Like, if you guys play DFS, you're like, oh, of course, when everyone plays Maverick McNeely, he does well. I could just see that happening because in a field like this, Maverick is one of the better players and he should be in the nine. Why is Maverick McNeely $8,100, Keith Mitchell $9,900? Like, what the hell are we doing here? So I like Maverick at $8,100, but he might be chalky. His buddy Austin Eckroat, not his buddy, his DraftKings partner, Austin Eckroat, $8,000. Eckroat is going to hit every fairway. Eckroat is going to be a fairway king here. And then from there, he just got to tap into his iron game, which can get hot, and the putter can get really hot. We saw Eckroat flash in Hawaii where he flashed? And then once he got that lead, he didn't really fare too well over the weekend. Okay, let's pull the screen back up, see who else we got in this 8K range. Mike Kim. I really do like Mike. I've never said I like Mike Kim going into the week, but I think I like Mike Kim. Mike Kim is hitting the ball really well. Like, I'm shocked as to how well his ball striking numbers are. And he's not afraid to take it deep. Like, Mike Kim won the JDC at like a zillion under. They're going to have to take it deep this week. He should be confident. He seems confident on Twitter if you follow him. And like, he just was in the mix at Torrey Pines. He could damn sure do it here. And like, the winners at Torrey Pines or the guys that play well at Torrey Pines, John Rahm, Tony Finau, who won this event the last 3 years, John Rahm, Tony Finau. I'm not saying Michael Kim is John Rahm, Tony Finau. I'm just trying to connect dots here. So I do like Mike Kim at that price. And then right above him is Justin Suh, 8,300. I love Justin Suh. I am high on Justin Suh at a macro level in 2024. He gives you that really high-end driving upside with a really hot putter. The iron play is hit or miss. But I will say his last few starts, he's hit his irons really well. So that's definitely really intriguing from Justin Suh, a guy who, I mean, the most important stat in golf is driver. You got to hit your driver long and straight. And Justin Suh gives you that. So I like that. And we've seen him in contention a few times in the fall. Like, he's a former top amateur in the world. Like, he's a former top stud. This guy has game, and it's just a matter of time for Justin Suh. The rest of this 8K range up top, I don't really love. I am not doing the Jake Knapp thing. $8,700, 40-1. Like, we've seen nothing from this guy, and he's so low owned. We got to talk about Cam Champ, because last year he came into this event off 4 straight missed cuts. This year he's got 5 straight missed cuts. And he contends. He contends and plays on a hand, like 3 or 4 golf courses every single year. It does not matter the form. If Cam Champ is sub 15%, you gotta have him in your lineups. Like, it's a golf course where he could just go bombs away with the driver and then have everything else just fall into. He can't play at any golf course that requires nuance or anything like that, but a golf course like this where you could just bomb it away, you could do that. So let's talk about the 7K range. Alejandro Tosti at $7,800. He finished, I think, T12 in this event last year. Let me double check where he finished last year. He finished T10 in this event last year, and this is kind of where he like had his PGA Tour debut. I'm not sure if it was debut, but one of his best start, I can tell you that. And what we know about Tosti, and what we even knew about Tosti on the Korn Ferry Tour last year, he is super, super, super long off the tee, and that's key here. John Rahm, Tony Finau winners. Tosti is gigalong off the tee. The rest of his game is like, but it can get really hot. He's a guy who can just get scorched earth for a round, and that's kind of what you want in DFS if they can make that cut early and just coast. So he obviously has great course history here. He's Argentinian, I believe. I have to fact check that, because I don't want to. That's disrespectful if I say someone from the wrong country. Alejandro Tosti, Argentinian. Okay. Him and Grillo, the Argentinian killers on the PGA Tour. So, yeah, Tosi, obviously, we're in Mexico. Strokes gained Spanish. So he should play well. Hopefully, he got good vibes from last year. I love him at $7,800. I'm not going to go through every single player in this 7K range, but we'll talk about a few. Johnny Vegas is going to be very popular this week, and that's just because we saw him play really well in Phoenix. We haven't seen him play in a while, and he's really long off the tee. So those three things are going to get you a chalky Johnny Vegas. I'm not down with a chalky Johnny Vegas when he's going to be missing every putt. Why wouldn't I just play Vincent Norman? Vincent Norman at 7,600 has gained strokes ball striking and now three straight starts. He's missed a few cuts, but he's trending back up that ladder where he won a golf tournament last year on the PGA Tour. He's a young Swede just like Ludwig and has the same exact game as Ludwig, but he's not as good, obviously, but he's got the same build. And at $7,600 in a laughable field, Vincent Norman, hammer. He's going to get your lineups a little bit different. I love him much more than I like Johnny Vegas. Carson Young is already popping up on a ton of betting cards and just hearing his noise on Twitter. So Carson Young, he finished T15 here last year and he's gained strokes ball striking in three straight events. He also gained two strokes putting in this event last year. So he's checking boxes. He's really checking boxes. He's not really that long off the tee, but he has great overall ball striking prowess. He's got a good iron player. He's one of the only players on the entire PGA Tour to rank inside the top 100 in every 25-yard approach bucket. Nerd nugget of the week, Carson Young. So yeah, he's going to be popular this week. If he's 22%, don't play him. I could see him being popular and still making some noise. T15 is kind of asking a lot, even though he did it last year and this field's probably weaker, but I could see it. No real overwhelming do it or don't do it. I just kind of wanted to brush over the Carson Young love this week, why it's there. All right. Chris got her up at $7,100. Like I said with Cam Young, there's few courses where Goddard can just go balls to the wall and launch his driver. If you have any love for Chris Goddard, play him this week. Play him this week. Oh, I mean, I saw your comment. This week screams Keith Mitchell. Yeah, long and straight off the tee. Keith Mitchell, when he makes sense, never pans out. That's all I'll say. And he's priced up somewhere where he shouldn't be. He's priced way too high, in my opinion. But yeah, Keith Mitchell makes a lot of sense. I went over it like early in the show. It's a mental thing with Keith. He makes sense, but can he do it? Like, I hope so, because I love him too. So we'll get down to Chris Goddard again. One of the only golfers that can make you stand on a driving range and be like, wow, that guy can hit a driver. Like, I'm not even kidding. He hits the ball so far, so fucking far, so fucking long. So he is a guy that I think I've been high on before. The rest of his game can get hot. We've seen him finish top five in events. Before he finished T4 at the John Deere, I believe it was, he finished seventh in Punta Cana or Puerto Rico. Either way, a resort birdie course like this. So I like Chris Goddard up at 7,100. JJ Spawn at 7,200. That's the first I'm seeing of that. Like, truthfully, what the hell has JJ Spawn been up to? JJ Spawn missed the cut of the Genesis. Why did he play the Genesis? Missed the cut in Phoenix. Ugh. But like, he's a better golfer than that. Than $7,100 in this field. JJ Spawn is a PGA Tour winner. Wow, that's very interesting to see JJ Spawn down there. Based on price alone, I think JJ Spawn is a good click. Let's get down to this 6 and 5K range. I'm just going to give you a few names that I like before I do my massive deep dive on Wednesday night, Tuesday night, and give you the 6K names I like. I really don't think you have to go this far down. I really don't know. If you want to play Carlos Ortiz's brother, he's at $5,200. Oh, come on, screen. Okay. I really don't think you have to go this far, like I said. Let's see. Nico Echeverria, $5,500. He won an event on a course like this, so I'm down. Like, I'm down. The Cootie brothers, $6,500 and $5,500. I will tell you the difference between the two Cootie brothers right now and why they are priced where they are. So Parker Cootie, $6,500, is priced $1,000 more than his brother because his ball striking has been tremendously better than his brother. So basically, Parker is the one who is really good off the tee, really good on approach. Pearson is really good on the greens and really good around the greens. Like, if you combine the two, they got a major caliber player right now, but sadly, that's not the case. So if you got to go to one of them, it's Parker, and it's priced for that reason. Okay, let's go back down here. The 6K range, give you a few more names I like. Tyler Duncan, he almost won in Corrales last year, Punta Cana, and he is truthfully one of the best total drivers in this field. Longer than you would think, straighter than you would think. That's key on the golf course like this. So Tyler Duncan, I already talked about Dylan Wu. Harry Hall, a bomber with a great putter. I like that at $6,800. And then Garrett Kiggo. I think Garrett Kiggo can win this event. At $6,700, he's already a PGA Tour winner. And he has a talent. He's finally hitting the ball well too. Let me tell you a little bit more about Higo. Like, he should be confident. He brings one of the best drivers in this entire field to this event. And then from there, go make birdies. At $6,700, you could do a lot worse than Garrett Kiggo. Rafael Campos, I'm not sure you want to do that. $6,300, you don't have to go that. You could go that low, but there's guys who bring you way more upside than Campos at 63. Like, what has Rafael Campos done over the last year? Not much. And there's some guys a little bit higher that you could probably sneak into your lineups that give you real top 20 equity. So I'm going to deep dive the 6K range like I always do and give you the... I'll probably have more that... Last week, I just had three names up because it was a short field. Probably have like 5 to 7 names this week. How does this course compare to where Higo won? Higo won out at Palmetto, where it was... You had to drive it a lot straighter. Not really a lot straighter, but here you could drive it everywhere. So I kind of think this course suits Higo better than... No, it wasn't at Palmetto. It was in South Carolina. It was the Palmetto Championship. Forget what that... Congaree. It was the golf course he won at. I kind of like Mexico better than where Higo won. He was kind of in better form then, obviously. But I still... Like, he is a young buck who has all the talent in the world. Like, $6,700. That's all I'm saying. You could do a lot worse than Garrett Higo. So that wraps it up. 30-minute deep dive on Monday morning. I will be back to catch the Vince Eric show with Adam Kirk later today. Just follow me on Twitter. You'll see it. And then a bunch more stuff from Golf Gambling Podcast. We got the betting show with Steve and Capper tomorrow night. I will have 5 grand golf bets, 6K deep dive, final thoughts on Wednesday. A ton of content. We are doing this like no one else. Tell your friends. Keep supporting. We really appreciate it. And any questions, shoot me a DM. I will talk to you guys soon. Peace out.